Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Colder. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, the truth of the Bible, and the truth of prophecy, and what's happening in the world today. So let's answer the question, who is behind it all? And who do we need to resist and not give in to? The liar from the beginning. The rebel from the beginning. The fake God of this world and the fake Christ of Orthodox Christianity. Revelation 12:9 describes him. The ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, and who is deceiving the whole world. Match that with the deceitfulness of human nature, as we covered in the previous segment. He's deceiving the whole world. How does he do that? Let's see what we find right here. 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. And how does Satan inspire it? And he can. Because not only that, because when he rebelled, he took a third of the angels with him, and they became demons, or evil, unclean spirits. And that's why when you read the Gospels, that Jesus continually cast out the demons, possessing human beings. And those are the wicked ones of the world in their generation. So here's how it works. Verse 1, 1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit tells us explicitly that in the latter times, that's where we are today, some shall apostatize from the faith. And it shows a little later, the majority of people, because he's deceiving the whole world. Not just a few, but the whole world. You might say to yourself, well, I'm not deceived. Well, then ask yourself, how many lies do you believe? How many lies do you tell? Are you serving the truth of God and the true God when you do that? I'll let you answer that question in your own life. And shall follow deceiving spirits. Yes, and there are a lot of them out there. You know who the purveyor of demon spirits is for your children? And there are a lot of those. Walt Disney. Yes. Harry Potter. The movies. What's it doing to your children? What did it do to you? And doctrine, so that is teachings, of demons, like all of the fake religious stuff that they do in churches, bowing to idols and sprinkling of water and incense and long robes and long prayers and burning candles, and all on the wrong day, because they belong to Satan and not God. Let's go on. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, their consciences having been cauterized with a hot iron. Isn't that something? Let's see how else he works. Let's come to 2 Corinthians 11. Even Paul was fighting that in his day. Yes. And then we will see what's happening. 2 Corinthians 11. Verse 3, but I fear, because Satan wants to come after people and get them to sin, and especially those in fake Christianity. So if you go to church on Sunday and you keep Christmas, Easter, New Year's, and the holidays, you are a fake Christian attending a fake Christian church. Oh, but they're so nice. Niceness does not mean truthfulness. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent who's deceiving the whole world, deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds might be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Corrupting the mind. How does Satan do that? With false teachings, false doctrines, lying traditions. For indeed, if someone comes preaching another Jesus, because Satan has his own ministers, his own preachers, whom we did not preach, or you receive a different spirit which you did not receive, or a different gospel which you did not accept, you put up with it as something good. Just, well, let's hear both sides now. Oh, he's such a smart person. Oh, look at how handsome he is, or beautiful she is. All right, let's come over here to verse 13. Let's see how Paul identifies them. And ask yourself the question, have I been victimized by Satan the devil and his apostles? Verse 13, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, who are transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And it is no marvel, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. New truth. Oh, you don't have to keep the old law. Therefore, it is no great thing if his servants also transform themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Well, let's see how they work. Come here to Ephesians, the second chapter. Now, as we're turning there, I want you to think about all of the digital and electronic gadgets, machines, movies, smartphones, computers, through which Satan pours his lies out. And then he has another weapon on top of that. It's defined right here in Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 1. Now you were dead in trespasses and sins. If you don't have the Spirit of God, you're as good as dead. And the wages of sin is death. In which you walked in time past, according to the course of this world. How's your life? How do you walk? How do you live? Walk means, what is the path of your life and where are you going? According to the prince of the power of the air, another name for Satan the devil. And he sends out his messages. Think of all that are going on electronically. And then think about how many are going out by spiritual power from Satan himself and the demons themselves. They even have things for children to get in touch with good demons. That's like putting poison in a piece of candy and giving it to your children. Continuing, the spirit. Satan is a spirit being. Demons are spirit beings. The spirit that is now working within, because the things that they do can control your mind from within, the children of disobedience. And that's disobedient against God. Among whom also we all once had our conduct in the lust of the flesh. That's the desires of the flesh. Doing the things willed by the flesh and by the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as the rest of the world. Now, God rescues us from that. But what does it end up being? Let's come back here to Isaiah, the fifth chapter. Let's see if you can put this together and understand what's happening in the world and why there is no truth and why there is so much evil and no one can do anything about it. And it's getting so evil that they want to do away with policemen who are in Romans 13 called the servants of God to keep control in an evil society. Look at what has happened in the cities where they have been so wonderful and nice and kind that we will do away with the police. More murders, more bludgeonings, more crime, more theft, more evil, so much so that people are trying to move out of those cities such as New York and Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Baltimore, St. Louis, and other cities in the world where Satan is working, because he's not just working here. So here's what happens. Isaiah 5, verse 20. Woe. Now, woe means trouble, horrible things. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. They hear what I'm saying here. They will say that Fred Coulter is evil. Who put darkness for a light? Darkness is the way of Satan, the way of lawlessness, the way of murder, the way of stealing, the way of high taxes, the way of bad government. Put darkness for light and light for darkness. Make it appear good. Yes, yes. Something bad happens, fake news doesn't report it because they say if we don't report it, it never happened. Nonsense. Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter? Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. It isn't that the way it is? Oh, let the expert tell us. Dr. Fauci. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Just try that on for size with everything else that he has said and done. Prudent in their own sight. Woe to those that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink. Now, you can just add into their drugs. Do drug addicts have woe, trouble, misery, wretchedness, homelessness? Do they not ruin their health, ruin their mind, ruin their lives? Yes. Go in your city and drive down Homeless Avenue or Homeless Alley. And look at those poor people there. All the result of the government thinking will just let them be out on the street. Evil. Verse 23, who justify the wicked for a bribe. Sound like unequal justice? Condemn everyone who stands for righteousness? And let everyone who stands for thin and robbery and thievery and illicit gain get off the hook because they belong to the right group. And take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Oh, yes, you can't go to church. Oh, yes, you can't read your Bible. Oh, yes, you can't teach your children that. No, 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 no. We psychologists know everything better than anybody else. So let's see what happens. Let's see what it leads to. Remember what we covered in the last segment, that God uses evil and evil things like Satan, the devil, and demons because people reject him and desire their evil, so they move in and take over. Verse 24, therefore as the fire devours the stubble and the flame burns up the chaff, their root shall be like rottenness and their blossom shall go up like dust because everything we have been talking about right here, God tells us the cause. Because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. So that means getting rid of the Bible. If you go to church on Sunday, why don't you ask your minister, why doesn't he keep the Sabbath? Why does he hate the Sabbath? Why does he despise? He's supposed to be upholding, but despise the commandments of God and the Word of God and the truth of God. So what happens? Verse 25. Therefore the anger of the Lord is kindled against his people, and he has stretched out his hand against them and has stricken them. Do we have sickness? Do we have disease? Do we have all of those things? Yes, indeed. Let's see how bad it's going to get. Come over here to the first chapter of Isaiah. Because when God brings into his conversation the heavens and the earth, he means business. The only thing that is greater than that is when he says, I swear by myself. So let's read it here. Isaiah 1 and verse 2. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. And when God speaks, it is so. And when God declares, it is done. I've reared and brought up children, but they have rebelled against me. And when you rebel against God, you end up being worse than an animal. As God says in the next verse, the ox knows his owner and the donkey his master's crib, but Israel does not know me. My people do not understand. Now, let me explain something right here. When you live in sin, that is living, breaking the commandments of God, when you live in lies and falsehood, when you assume that what good you are doing is actually evil, this is what happens. Verse 4, a sinful nation, a people burdened with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children who deal corruptly, they have forsaken the Lord. Now, how do you forsake the Lord? By rejecting his commandments and his word, just like we said, just like we read. And God said there in Isaiah 5, right? They have provoked the Holy One of Israel to anger. They have gone away backward. Doesn't that really describe this nation today and the world today? Yes, it does. But how many people are really turning to God in repentance? Turning to God in sackcloth and ashes? None. So God says, verse 5, why should you be stricken anymore? You love the results of taking the drugs? You love the results of illicit sex? You love the results of lying, cheating, stealing? You love the result of having a government that is ruling over you with lies and hatred and bigotry and stirring up strife? Why should you be stricken anymore? Ask that of Chicago with all of the blacks killing blacks. Why should you be stricken anymore? Ask Black Lives Matter. Don't those lives matter? No, because they're politically incorrect. Well, you are all satanically incorrect. God says, will you revolt more and more? Now notice how bad it is. The whole head is sick. That means the whole government. The whole heart is faint. That means there's hardly anyone willing to stand up and fight against it and stand for God. How about you? From the sole of the foot even to the top of the head, there is no soundness in it, only wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, nor bound up, nor soothed with ointment. Verse 7, your country is a desolation. Your cities are burned with fire. Huh.
The video right here, this is an apartment complex under construction on fire in Minneapolis, and our partners at CARE are reporting that Wendy's down the street and several other buildings in this area have gone up in flames, and I'm sure there's several other hot spots around town just like this. Tough images to watch right here. There's looting going on at several businesses.
The land of the free. In day four of anarchy. Atlanta, CNN headquarters and police under attack.
Threw something on fire, Chris, a firecracker.
Something's on fire.
Nick, you all right?
Police cars smashed, torched. Many hope the anger will be heard, but change is a long distant hope.
This prophecy was given in 800 BC. Think about it. Strangers devour your land right in your very presence, and it is wasted, is overthrown by strangers. So God says, we'll end with this. Stop all of this evil, stop all of this false religion, stop all of these things that you think are right and good, and you come to me, God says, in repentance, and you come to me, God says, and keep his Sabbath. And you come to me, God says, and keep his holy days. If you don't, here's what he says. When you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear you. Your hands are full of blood. You must do it God's way, not your way. Not the way of your fake pastor Sunday morning trying to tell you how wonderful God is when God is angry because of the sins of the people. So here's what God says. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings in repentance from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Now you think about what evil you have in your life. God is commanding you, cease. Will you do it? Oh no, well he's shouting at me. I don't like people shouting at me. Well, how will you like the voice of God? Huh? If God chooses to do it personally. Verse 17, learn to do good. And that's in the Word of God. That's why we have Church at Home. That's why we have the Truth of God website. That's why we have all of our literature, all of our books, to learn to do good. And you've got to undo the evil that is in your mind, and that's through repentance and baptism. And baptism is by full immersion in water. Learn to do good, seek judgment, reprove the oppressor, judge the orphan, plead for the widow. Come now, let us reason together. God is willing to forgive, but there's got to be the action on everybody's part to turn from it. And it's got to start with all of those fake ministers by repenting of the lies they've been teaching and start keeping the Sabbath. And the next announcement they ought to make on Sunday morning is, brethren, starting next week, we're going to keep the Sabbath, so you all come on Saturday. Continuing, though your sins are scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool. If, there's that big two-letter word, if, you are willing and obedient. You shall eat the good of the land. Is that what you want? The alternative is next. Because you have a choice. and the if is on you, and the if is on the politicians. The if is on all the ministers. Notice verse 20. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And that means it's as good as done. So you need to get our material. We have material on baptism. You need to repent and be baptized. And we'll talk about that in the next segment, how important that is. Now is not the time to be dabbing with, how should we say, partial fixes. A little dab here, a little dab there. No, wash it all away with true repentance. Satan will be forced to go. God's Spirit then will come. His angels will come. His blessings will come. Get our booklet, Why Christianity's Failing in America. Our book, Lord, What Should I Do? Our book, Why Were You Born? From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God. All of those are important and in depth. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Colder saying, so long, everyone.